Hello, you're listening to Life in the Bear Cave, a podcast by Andy Bundy. This is March 19th, 2020, and we're just going to do a little bit different than the podcast that I've done previously. And typically on this podcast, at least how I've started it, is kind of a podcast directed at my community, the Bundy Bears, and talking about my Twitch streams and other things that are going on. And while I will probably still be talking about the community in general, there's a lot going on right now in the world, and I just wanted to talk about that, so stay tuned. So welcome back to Life in the Bear Cave with Andy Bundy. To start the stream, I just wanted to thank you for listening. I know if you've been listening to a while, you've realized that I haven't uploaded an episode in probably 3 months, 2 months, and if you're listening, thank you. This is going to be an interesting just kind of talking about my thoughts of everything that's going on right now and just kind of trying my best to encourage you, the listener, and maybe even inspire you to do good for others. So with that, big topic of the day or of the like last week or two has been the coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. It's this scary upper respiratory virus that has been kind of rapidly spreading throughout the world. And I say scary, and like as someone who has asthma or has to be very conscious about that kind of stuff, I'm taking my necessary precautions, listening to the officials and the such, and doing the social distancing and the keeping apart, keeping my hands washed, staying clean, etc. And it's so weird because I think I might have mentioned it in my last podcast. I'm not 100% sure. But now I'm working at this video production company, NKT Productions. We make some TV shows and do a lot of other social media stuff, and I focus on the social media stuff. So, like, for example, our plan of attack, what we started doing is there's only four of us. So half of them are working from home. They live far away, and that's fine. I don't live that far away. So what we did is me and another friend or another coworker, we're working at the office. But I'm in one room, we moved my stuff, and he's in the other room working. It's fine. We're keeping apart, getting work done. It's been a great couple days so far since we started doing that. But my encouragement to you is, as long as we're, you know, using common sense, doing stuff like keeping your hands washed, keeping at safe distances and all of that, we can get through this. And I'm not usually one to talk about controversial things or stuff like that, especially in a public forum like a podcast or my Twitch stream, etc. But I just wanted to encourage you that we can get through this and just use common sense. And I'm hoping in the next month or so that this all blows over and we can get back to our normal lives. Mainly because, pretty much my life, other than work, has been put on hold. I was in our community theater has was doing a musical, Hello Dolly, and we were supposed to be going on stage at the end of the month, end of March, beginning of April, and that's not happening because of this, and you know how we're pretty much postponing everything, so it might still happen, I just don't know when. It's kind of irritating, if I'm honest, because I've, as somebody who's kind of had smaller roles for most of my theater career in college and such, I did do understudy for Shrek for the same company like a couple years ago, but I haven't been able to be back on stage because of when I worked at the movie theater, couldn't go to rehearsals because it was in the evening. I could do it now, and so that's why I got the main male lead role, which was kind of cool, and working on that just for it to kind of get postponed with no date to be announced, just because we don't know the situation. It happens. But on the positive side, because I haven't been able to go to rehearsals, I have been able to focus a little bit more, like this week especially, on streaming. So Monday, Tuesday, and I didn't yesterday on Wednesday, I streamed Super Mario Maker and Splatoon 2. Rajo, who is in our Discord, great guy, great streamer. Definitely check him out if you see him live, twitch.tv/Rajo. He has this gauntlet of levels called the Cup of Joe. It's different types of coffee, and they're very difficult. I'm trying to go through all of those, and I definitely check them out. Links for the level codes are in my Discord, and you can also watch my VODs back on my Twitch channel, which I hope, once I get all of them done, to upload some highlights to YouTube. But that's for another time. So I've been doing that. Animal Crossing comes out tomorrow, March 20th, and so I'm really excited about that. I'm planning on streaming tomorrow night, so be looking forward to that as well. So I guess out of all of the stuff that's happening, there's some positives coming out of it, like me being able to stream and such like that. And I've also been able to hang out in some other people's streams. Fish is a stream that I've been in a lot lately, especially while I'm having in the background during work. Twitch.tv/Fish. He's been doing Stardew Valley, and it's kind of a good background have while you're doing other work. And it's kind of interesting just in the last week talking about the different creators and just everything that's happening. So there's also Fish is doing his streams like normal. Everything seems to be like normal for most creators like that. But then you have people like Gerard the Completionist, who's just recently posted a video on how, well, not just necessarily the issues with the quarantine and all that, but just how like YouTube has affected him and how this is kind of working out for him and how he's not happy with it. And the video was really powerful. I recommend you watching it. It's called I'm Not Happy, or I Hate Feeling Like This. That's what it was. Gerard is an amazing creator. He probably will never hear this, but I'm one of his patrons on Patreon, and so I've kind of wanted to, I only did what I could afford, which was like, I think, $15-$20 bucks a month. And I'm glad to be able to support creators as much as I can. Now, obviously, with my student loans, I can't support everybody that I want to, but I am making sure I can do what I can, at least with what I have, because of my student loans and all that. I just can't do anyway. So Animal Crossing's come up. I've been able to connect with a bunch of new creators, though, just like Mother Moon, Danny. I've been watching Pictobeam a lot. I've Chocolate Chiron, Phantom, Phantom Max, that's what his name is. And just some others like who they'll raid. It's kind of interesting once you're just sitting there and watching a streamer and just focusing on being a viewer rather than the streamer. You get to do all of that. And one of my issues with streaming, as much as I've been streaming, is that a lot of what I've been doing, I feel like nobody really cares, honestly. And I know that's not true. I know there's a lot of people who support me in what I do. But I also get to the point where I'm streaming and there's nobody watching. And it might be because my stream quality's been dipping a lot. I don't know. Could be that other people are streaming. And then I have to kind of, and I'm trying not to internalize it too much and just kind of process it and realize it's not about the numbers. I'm streaming because I like to stream and I'm having fun playing the games while people are there with me. And if they're not there, then I'm just doing the same thing just by myself. And eventually I'm going to start reaching out to other creators. I think I've mentioned this prior in a prior episode of the podcast, but I'm going to reach out to certain creators, especially some of my friends who stream or who lurk a lot. I'm looking at you, Zerkio, if you're listening, you and B, about possibly coming on to the podcast. Now I got a new microphone, by the way. Thanks, Adges, if you're listening. You found this really nice Blue Yeti on the Facebook Marketplace for really cheap and helped me get it. So big shout out to Adges. But I'm hoping to be able to reach out and get some more content, because if I can't stream, how else can I supplement my community? Because especially like in my Discord, I'm starting to see more activity, but for a long while there, it was kind of dead. And I understand. There's most people have like 3 or 4 Discords that they're part of that they keep in touch with, and it's really hard to keep up with a bunch. I have a ton of them right now, and I'm hoping to organize it so that I can be a little bit more present, especially in my friends' channels. But also having a full-time job, it's kind of difficult. Also, in the last month, because of my job, we work on a fishing show. The show is called Brush Pile Fishing, if you're interested. It's on the Pursuit channel, but there you can find all their episodes on YouTube. You won't see me on them, but I do like their social media for it now. And for the month of February, and even into early March, I was going to different expos, fishing expos, doing live streams, go figure. Basically, what we would do is we would go to these expos, and we'd have a list of people that would be interviewed. And our live stream was to interview people who were at that expo for the expo. So we were being hired by the expo, which was kind of cool. And we just kind of, the whole day, it's the top of the hour, we're starting our intro, we do the interview and be done, and then set up for the next one. It was kind of exhilarating, honestly. I understand how you can get so much hype in things like AGDQ and Zeldathon and stuff, marathons like that, where you just keep going, keep going, keep going. So that's been something I've been doing as well. The company I'm working for is NKT Productions. You can find them on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, actually, that one. And I'll be that social media guy for that. All of our live streams that we did, you can see the quality and stuff on our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. Actually, the live stream's only on Facebook. We were having some issues with internet, so we weren't able to do the YouTube streaming like I initially had hoped, but that's okay. Another thing that's happened since I recorded last, I've opened a merch store, which is great. Stream Elements has opened a merch store out of their beta, and basically you can get the Bundy Bear on t-shirts, hoodies, mouse pads, stickers, and coffee cups. I ordered one of each from mine. They are good quality. I used the mouse pad and the coffee cup at work. The t-shirt was actually really soft. I was surprised about that. It's a little thinner than I expected, but it's still good quality. And this hoodie is super comfortable too. You have to warn you though, because of what they use to seal it when you open it, it smells like vinegar. One wash, it comes out. But Stream Elements has an amazing merch store, and I highly recommend them. And I also recommend you to go to my Stream Elements merch store, which is on my Streamer Links page, which is going to be linked in the show notes. So Animal Crossing is coming up. I'm really excited about it. I had New Leaf, and I played that for a while, but then I kind of died off. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen with this new one, New Horizons. But I will be, as I said, I'll be streaming this one on Friday. I'm really excited about doing that. And I feel like this has kind of been a little spastic, been talking about different things. But I do believe that for me to get started again, I just needed to get one out there, especially with my new microphone so I can hear what it sounds like. And this has been crazy. This last week has been insane. It doesn't feel like it's Thursday of this week. This has been a very long week with the moving and doing all of this. Everything's closed pretty much. So if you have any questions for me in the podcast, you can send me anchor.fm, or you can send me a message on Discord, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch even, pretty much any social media, Snapchat. All my stuff is in my streamer links, so I definitely recommend you to go to there. And again, I want to thank you guys so much for listening. Huge shout outs to those in my Discord. And I thank you guys so much again for listening. Stay safe, you guys. We can get through this. And with that being said, don't forget to follow me on all of my social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Twitch, and then be sure to join our Discord. Links will be in the streamer links in the show notes. Again, thank you for watching, and we'll see you later.